Wonderful.
The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
And we welcome a newbie to the whole Midweek Drive experience. Cameron, you love this because she's from Edinburgh, but she sounds strangely North American. It's Fiona Williams. How are you, Fiona?
Hi, yeah, great, thanks.
We'll get Fiona close to the microphone as well before too long, etc. Fiona, of course, you're an undergraduate reading public relations at the University of Lincoln.
Yep.
And the Edinburgh connection is, of course, there in full force. So why did your parents take you from which part of the states?
Missouri.
Right in the middle. Yep. To Edinburgh.
The show me state.
Missouri
is the show me state.
Yeah, sure.
Now, you're going to have to explain for the likes of Mary, an English undergraduate, soon to be graduate, and indeed Emma, journalism graduate, soon to be graduate, journalism undergraduate, etc. And, of course, Tessa, what do we mean by the show me state, Sir Fiona? Show me state. What's?
I'm not too sure. I mean, it is.
It's just called that for no reason.
It's a historical thing, and traditionally, the show me state is. It's like, oh yeah, prove it. You know, people from Missouri want to be. Prove it to me. How it's going to
now
work.
Now I understand why Fiona was so much of a problematic student in the first... I know.
That's right, there you go.
Every time I'd be coming out with respect to sort of theories and the history communicate, all right, prove it to me, she said. Prove it to me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, clearly, now you see, it all comes together now. It's wonderful. Anyway, welcome to the Midweek Drive, Fiona. I'm sure it'll be the start of a wonderful experience, really. It's always very impressive. Her first words when I actually invite her onto the show, awesome. Would have been here earlier, but she was a bit. Are you feeling better, by the way?
Yeah, a bit. Throat's still a bit funny, but I'm fine.
That's okay. That's
she can talk. That's the main thing.
It's very critical. So, I alluded to the fact, Cameron, that Tessa and Emma had lots of challenges with respect to the artist we're going to feature today. I wasn't sure initially, were you referring to some sort of ambitious plan that Tottenham Hotspurs might or might not succeed against Manchester City over the weekend? Is it the routine? I think the key thing is to hand over to you. By the way, for Fiona's benefit, and indeed the listener who might be just tuning in for the first time, really might think, what's this got to do with Lincoln at 5:05 on a Wednesday afternoon? This is the part when Cameron, ACE co-presenter, former ACE DJ, and indeed co-founder of Access All Areas for Nashville, Nashville Access All. Nashville Access. Did you ever get to Nashville, by the way, when you were over in Missouri?
Tennessee. I might have driven through on a road trip once.
And that's the best thing that you can say.
Nothing's been right since we allowed Mizzou into the SEC. Everything's just kind of gone downhill from there. You can explain that to them later.
Undoubtedly we will. You know, if Siren can actually look to there cover the American presidential elections, why shouldn't we actually have a debate on driving through Missouri and various other sort of factors? Or indeed,
there you go.
Anyway, this is where effectively Cameron provides something for us. We listen to it with rapt attention and then give our feedback. Effectively, because it could be critical. It could be careers at stake here, so no pressure, Fiona, but, you know, there have been artists who have literally over the years been trembling with anticipation. Over to you, Cameron.
All right, I have to tell you where I am right now, because usually I'm calling from the studio or something like that. Right now, we are downtown Nashville at the Omni Hotel, or CRS, which is Country Radio Seminar. So we have radio guys all trying to find free food in an open bar.
That sounds so similar to Siren. Free food, open bar.
Yeah. So it's radio guys from all over the country that are meeting with labels and artists and kind of networking to figure out how to make country radio better. So it's kind of like the fanfare aspect of things, except this is the business side of it. We're down here. We had a showcase last night featuring some of the artists that we've actually played on Siren, but they've all been on the National Access show. And this is a guy that we want to get on the show real soon. I discovered him because I'm a big rodeo fan, and I've been to National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and I was on their app, and on the National Finals Rodeo app on the phone, they highlight some of the artists that play rodeo. And I came across this guy. His name is Austin Wallert, and I just immediately saw the video, got the music, really dug it, and so I thought I got to show this with y'all. So this is what we've got. This is the title track from his brand new album. He splits his time between Nashville and Colorado. He plays a lot of rodeos. He's a good cowboy, and I think you're going to like his music. Austin Waller, this is the title track from his album, I Will Win, on Siren FM.
The fire cracks at the break of dawn. The coffee's as black as the night is long. The stars start to fade as the sun burns red.
Almost as though you got the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in the background there with a profound string movement. But let's go to Tessa first, because Tessa, of course, as well as being based in that part of the country that Cameron once lived in, Peterborough, he clearly takes your views very seriously, you know, from that point of view. And you immediately said line dancing.
I did. The beginning of the song, it really sounded like it could be a good country.
A good country line dancing scenario there.
I liked it.
Your first ever live reveal of a Cameron Tilbury tune, Mary Dancy, because normally you just have to cope with the reprise.
Yeah.
I say cope
so
with
I'm
that.
So I'm like, where's the party at?
Exactly.
On a Thursday morning.
Exactly.
So I'm finally here.
And now you've come to actually be part of this Wednesday evening Midweek Drive show. What did you make of I Will Win?
I really liked it. I'm like Tessa. I thought it was quite line dancing at the beginning, but then I quite liked the kind of powerful string movement at the end. I was like,
Very much into a sort of ballad. As indeed you'd like to work through if you're in the radio business, really. Which is, I think, appeal to your good self, Emma, I believe.
Everything appeals. Yeah. It's just anything. I'll take any job I can get.
A professional bull rider, you know, which is...
Maybe not that one.
Sure.
I don't know. You could always be a professional bull writer.
There must be a bull's week.
No, they leave that to the professors.
Nice one, Cameron. Fiona.
I just thought it was upbeat and good.
Upbeat and good. Yeah, I think that's what it is. So, Emma, you've heard that Cameron's keen for Austin Waldert.
Wallet.
Exactly. Is it wallet?
No, to actually join. There.
No, exactly. To join. Would you sort of say you'd like to speak to this professional bull rider who found music along the way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've been looking at his website, and it looks like he's a very interesting individual and definitely a real life cowboy. So I think we should definitely have a chat with him.
Says, thumbs up all the way around. Cameron, have you got any questions you want to put to Fiona about her Missouri? It's not Missouri, is it?
It is.
It is Missouri, yeah. Her Missouri background. Missouri. Or indeed, her life in Edinburgh. Because when were you when you actually crossed the Atlantic?
I was about 11.
Right. So you've had a lot of Scottish experiences since then, really.
Yeah, definitely. Both good and bad.
Okay, we have to find out here, because... Do you like haggis?
No. Oh, no.
I love haggis.
I love it.
We can't get it here.
I lied to my school and told them I was a vegetarian so I could avoid even
good
trying
response.
It.
Emma's
and what about black pudding?
Yeah.
Black pudding is really good too. Gotta love that.
It's congealed blood fried. That's not to appreciate.
It's good. It slap that on a bun, put some ketchup on it, it rocks.
Ketchup does solve everything. I do believe that.
Everything. I do hope that the CRS productions that you've done there will have been regaled with your wonderful little segments that you've done here every week.
Something like that. Exactly. Regaled, I don't think, is the word they use.
They should appreciate what joy they actually have brought to them. Emma, go on. time to boil those last two questions. Before we let Cameron, would you like to wish Claire Margerison the best in her studies? Because she's currently out doing some studying stuff, so she might not be listening at all. And Emily Jones, who's poorly. That's okay, Emily. We appreciate that, you know, we need that. And besides, Mary would not have had her own set of headphones. It's all positive.
Mary's got headphones, a microphone, it's all good.
It's great.
Thank you.
I'm going to pass along some wisdom that I got from one of my teachers when I was in high school, and it stuck with me the 30 years it's been since I went to high school. He said, when you don't feel well, you get a big, tall tumbler, and you put in about an ounce of lemon juice, and then you fill the rest up with whiskey, and you drink it really, really fast, and it won't make you feel better, but you won't really care.
How big a tumbler?
Yeah.
The views of some of our correspondents and Tottenham Hotspur supporting Americans, and not necessarily, you know, endorsed by the whole way. Emma, go
there
first.
You go.
Yes, Cameron, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today?
It's been fun, and it's been real.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
So in that case, would you like to join us again on the show anytime soon?
I'll come back next week. How's that?
Yay!
And what are your views on Creedence Clearwater Revival, Cameron?
Gotta dig CCR.
Yeah, well, that's it, because they are providing for us the now semi-regular slot, which is the official Mary Dancy theme tune. Wondering, there are at least another 45,000 Mary tunes that we can actually work through as we continue the back catalogue. Proud Mary there, and Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the midweek drive.
Technically, you could actually sort of add that to, you could sell Anna Maria, of course, yeah. Just had this line of having songs with Mary in them. It's amazing. Anyway, let's work our way through that process because time is tight and we will be speaking very shortly to Brendan Cole. That's Brendan Cole from the Strictly Come Dancing series.
For which Tessa is very excited about.
She's beside herself with excitement. Are you a Strictly fan at all, Anna?
I don't mind it. I just find it's a bit unfair when they get people on who clearly can't dance who are just like the laughing stock. That isn't so good.
Yeah, well, there we are. You see, that's part and parcel of the whole system. But, you know, it's not quite as harsh as Benefit Street, shall we say. Or other sort of issues.
No.
Yeah, well, I did a piece of BBC Humberside earlier in the week talking about the latest Channel 5 benefits scenario. Fiona.
Yes.
Jersey. Have you ever had the chance to move from Edinburgh to Jersey, or indeed from Missouri to Jersey? Has it ever appealed, or is it a case of you don't even know where it is?
It's to the south of England, isn't it?
Very good. That's good. Finger at there are people living in Jersey who wouldn't be able to give it quite that level of definition.
You're right, because they haven't got enough brain cells. And that comes from one is half Jersey, but no, they don't know where they are. They don't really know what newspapers are, because half the time they can't be delivered because the weather's so bad. We've had a couple of days of really bad wind and the flights have been fiddled around with, so yeah, not good.
And that's one of the reasons why, well done, Fiona, you've passed the test. You could have said slightly north of France, but, you know, sort of
damage. Yeah.
Anna pulls no punches whatsoever when it comes to sort out the whole Jersey scenario thing. That's very important. So we didn't reach you last week because you were spending time on the Big Island, as we like to refer to England as, really.
Yes.
You know? I suppose the teeny-weeny Jersey Island. Yeah, this is the Big Island. It's probably being influenced by Hawaii Five-O as a child, but still. What did you do last week? Because I know, Emma, you're quite keen to know
it was wonderful. I went to, originally the idea was I went to Birkbeck University because they had an open day and I wanted to find out about PhDs. Mm-hmm. And they were very, very helpful and their library is wonderful. I don't know if Lincoln Uni Library's anything like Birkbeck's, but it's terrific.
I think really you'll find good. That for a former converted engine shed, Mary Dancy, as an English graduate, to be, soon, a matter of months away. What are your views on the library situation here at the University of Lincoln?
It's fantastic. I spend all day in there, every day in there. So it's fantastic.
Oh, good.
See, that's Mary Dancy's view of her as an English undergraduate. Tessa?
I think it's great. I love that it's an old engine shed. It's got modern compared to traditional. It just looks like
Birkbeck new sort of stuff, etc. A converted engine shed.
Like
it's really good. Emma?
Yeah, I like the library. There's books, there's computers. What more do you need?
So, students actually saying they like the library. It's not just a place to go to sleep.
Oh, that's healthy. I like to hear that. Do you remember, Alex, when we were at St Mary's, they used to have an all-night study room?
Yes, yes.
Because I don't think universities have that anymore, do they?
Well, actually, 24-hour opening has been emerging, You see, at Lincoln, so they just... Fiorina, our library?
Oh, yeah, I found it really useful, great resources. Okay. So.
I actually have a guy on my course. I won't name him for fear of his own embarrassment.
And litigation.
But on my birthday last year, we went on a night out, and he woke up the next day in the library.
Oh.
I don't know how that happened. But
on your birthday?
Yeah.
He woke up in the library.
Yeah. Everyone else was perfectly fine.
And
that's what happens when you have a 24-hour library.
And
if
Chris Carter is listening for the next series of The X-Files, clearly that's alien abduction to the fore.
Definitely.
Very much. Every sense of the word.
Okay.
We need to scoot along rapidly. So I'm going to ask Mary to throw those last two questions at you for the first time ever on an evening midweek drive, as opposed to the fresh, bright, sparky morning edition midweek drive she's hitherto been part of.
Anna, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today?
I have, thank you very much.
And will you be joining us again soon?
Yeah, I'd very much like to. Thanks for the offer.
Yay!
Bye.
I'm tempted to play I Can't Dance, but then that would be a ridiculous statement in any shape of the world, because yes, the gentleman is here. We can actually, I know you're beside yourself with excitement, Tessa. You're beside yourself. Other midweek drivers, Natalie Tuck, beside themselves as well with excitement. In the studio, Emma Tinson, very exciting from the point of view of the dance routine. Mary Dancy, literally your surname, sums up Dancy, dancing, every sense of the word. And of course, the wonderful Fiona Williams. Yes, he's here, thankfully. Brendan Cole, From a Night to Remember and Strictly Come Dancing. Brendan, welcome to the programme. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. What a build-up.
We always like to keep the New Zealanders happy, Brendon, because one of our regular New Zealanders gone off to Spain.
Yeah,
and we feel it was
something
we said.
Literally
left
the
country. So it was
critical
to work through this. A Night to Remember, the theatre tour 2016, looks as though it is literally going to be the most magical night you could ever work through, and nothing to do with the Titanic, which of course was a movie called A Night to Remember. Which, it's a different letter. Tessa. First question for Brendan, please.
Well, I'd actually like to know how your tour's going at the moment, because I watched the promo video for it, the trailer, and I know you've got so many different dances, including line dancing.
Thank you for the question. It's going phenomenally so far. We've been on the road. I think with this tonight will be our 11th show out of 52. And, my idea behind the whole show was to sort of make a full-on night of entertainment. And then, yes, there is one cowboy number, we like to call it, where we've got, flamethrowers bursting with flames and a bit of a story. The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And so that's our quirky number of the show. But we've got all of the numbers that people know and love from Strictly, whether it be a waltz, a foxtrot, a jive, an Argentine tango, a Charleston. We've tried to put a little bit of everything in for the audience, because we know that the audience Strictly audience loves what they see on the telly, and it was important to me to have a little aspect of every bit of the show, including a bit of chat from me, dishing a bit of dirt, I suppose.
It does look incredible.
Brendan, I thought you were too nice. I mean, in addition to that, I mean, just mentioning some of the fabulous, you've got Hannah Cresswell, you've got Crystal Mayne, you've got Patrick Helm, you've got Ryan McShane, Ian McKenzie, Barry Robertson, you've got a cast that some theatre producers in the West End would kill for.
Yeah, that is very true. We've got 22 in the cast, 14 phenomenal musicians, and they really are just sensational. My dance cast, quite a few of them actually been in within the sort of Strictly area, if you like, from the sort of creative team. I've got Patrick, who does a lot of the pro dances with us. Julia Dotter, my leading lady, she did a bit of stuff in Blackpool last year, as did Lauren James. So it's I really do have a phenomenal cast, and I think that's what makes it so enjoyable. You know, we're out on the road. It doesn't feel like work, even though it's blimmin' hard every night. It's you're with your friends, and you're having the most incredible time doing what you love, and when you've got an audience that are coming along to see you and appreciate what you're doing, there's nothing better than being on the stage. We love it.
Now, Teresa Walker, who is one of the team at Siren, actually had a question she wanted to put to you, and so we're asking it on her behalf. And I think it's something which it would be echoed in a number of ways. Cast one's mind back to the opening sequence of Strictly, you know, that whole system,
yep.
and the show where effectively the celebrities are allocated to the professionals like yourself, Brendan. What, without necessarily uttering any inflammatory words, etc., what occasionally springs through your mind where you think, I mean, is it a case of, please God, not that person? Or is it a case of, right, this is going to be a challenge? I mean, are there sort of moments where you just think you cannot be serious?
It's a bit like I always liken it, when I'm doing my chat on the stage, if we talk about that particular sequence of events, I liken it like to Blind Date. Where you pretty much go into a room and there are, well, 14, 15, 16 celebrities all lined up there. So you know that one of the seven females or one of the eight females you are going to get. And it is a little bit like yes, no, yes, yes, no, please, no, please, yes. And it's a weird sort of feeling because you shouldn't be thinking like that when you're going into a work situation. But everybody does it. The celebs do it as well. Some of them want... Some of them want Anton, some of them want obviously the handsome one, the Glebs and the Aliashes of the world, and yeah, I think everybody does it to an extent. But ultimately, once you've got your partner, once you've been within the series for a few weeks, you do feel like you probably wouldn't want to do that series with anybody else unless they're a nightmare and you can't stand them, which probably happens once every 5 or 6 years.
The thing that makes, I mean, to me personally, I'll probably sort of get more of the John Sargent school of dancing, really, I think, if you're sort of pushing
you
it.
Never know.
It's either that or Anne Widdecombe, but I'm not going in for gender realignment at this particular time. Emma, thoughts for yourself?
Yeah, I want to know, because I've always seen on Strictly you have the most fabulous, extravagant outfits going on. So in this show, are we going to see a little bit of glitter, a bit of sequins, anything like that?
You will see everything in my show. Like I said a little bit earlier, it's really important that people get a proper variety show from the ballroom, the magical ballroom costumes to the more exciting, more risque Latin ones. I take the opportunity whilst the cast are changing to chat and you know have a little gossip with the audience every now and then. And then when I'm off stage getting changed, I'm only off stage for about 20 minutes of the 2-hour show for costume changes. That's when my cast come alive and start doing these phenomenal numbers without me. It's just I want a little bit of everything that you'd expect, and hopefully a little bit more, which is why I've called it A Night to Remember. So just a full on entertainment variety experience.
Looking at the schedule. 52 shows, you said. This is a fun. I mean, Darlington, you're not doing one, you're doing two performances on the same day. You've got a matinee performance and an evening performance all on the 18th of February. Are you insane?
I'm not sure we thought that one through. We've got to come up from London to get there as well.
So exactly.
Somehow we've got to get there. And then do it. It's going to be a really tough day, that one. However, we've never played Darlington before. And within the show, we want to take... Strictly, if you like, not that this is a Strictly show, it's very much my show. We want to take Strictly on the road to the masses, come up north, go west, go east. And Darlington's quite an intimate venue. It's about, I think it's about a 900
seater.
It's
small but perfectly formed, as the Darlington said. Yeah, so, we know it well.
Exactly. So for me, it was about packing as much in as we possibly can. We want everybody to be able to see it. We don't want to, you know, sell it out and then not have the extra show there so that people want to see it, can't come and see it. And obviously, a lot of people don't want to come to an evening session. So a matinee is often a way for people that aren't so keen on going out at night to get out in the afternoon and still have a fantastic afternoon. Although it does diminish my chat a little bit because I can't go out and saying A Night to Remember when it's the afternoon. So I change things up there.
Brendan, just say you're on New Zealand time, okay?
That's no, it.
I'm going
to
use that.
You're on perfect New Zealand time, which case is a very late night to remember. It's working on that around the clock. You know, it's going to be a night somewhere, critically. Just looking at some of these dates, which, of course, you can find on brendancole.com. From Darlington, it's to Halifax. You've then got Harrogate on the 20th of February. So that please, Claire. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Stoke-on-Trent. Then you're actually crossing the border. You're going north. Fiona, Strictly Come Dancing's very own Brendan Cole with A Night to Remember is crossing that border. They're doing Dunfermline, Perth, Glasgow, Inverness and Aberdeen.
It's the schedule, isn't it?
I mean, again, you know, just sort of coping with that much Scottishness from the 24th of February right the way through the 28th of February is phenomenal, with another matinee performance in Inverness.
Yeah, another tough day. And again, an intimate theatre. And we've got a big show, you know. Like I said, there's 22 on the stage, so we can't go to every venue, but the ones that we can go to, we certainly try to. And a venue like Inverness, it's great to do a matinee performance. It's a whole different feeling. And quite often, the afternoon audience is actually more excitable than the evening audiences. And I like an excitable audience. I like people to chat and yell out and be involved in the show. It's very much a show for people to come along and be a part of rather than just sitting down and watching.
In so many ways, Brendan, I feel that, again, you're treading in the footsteps of those giant footprints that were left by the likes of Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly and others. In fact, Emma, you were saying that though you weren't a ballroom dancing fan as a child, being much more concerned with the voice and various other bits and pieces, you know, kind of classic ballroom, you know, the musical scenario, it's something which does appeal.
I love Singing in the Rain. It's one of my favourite film musicals. I think it's brilliant. And the first time I saw that, I was kind of like, you know, this is so clever, you know, tap dancing, it's kind of making music with your feet. And, you know, I think stuff like that can really captivate an audience. So I think it's amazing.
From your
It's a lovely feeling to be on a stage and creating something, you know, to put, you know, Gene Kelly and what have you, these guys were like sensational. You know, if you had half their talent, you'd do well. So my aim is to go out there and just give everybody the most entertaining afternoon or evening that they can possibly have, and if you've done that, then great job. And so far, the reviews are good, so we're on track.
12th series of Strictly Come Dancing, I mean, is one of those which just continues to resonate with all sorts of ways. Fiona, are you a Strictly fan? Have you followed the show? Because it's actually been going it's been going longer than you've been a resident of Edinburgh since you actually left Missouri all those years ago as an 11-year-old.
Wow. Well, I've seen it bits and bobs here and there. My parents are more the type to watch TV shows like that, but I've seen it before. It's quite interesting.
It's quite phenomenal.
The nice thing about Strictly is it's actually a family show, so you can have all the generations sort of watching, you know, from kids right up through the ages and right up to little old granny and grandma. You can all sit down and watch together. I think that's the thing that strikes me when going to the theatres and seeing people on the street. And we have kids in the audience. We have right up through the ages. You know, we had a 100th birthday in the other day, which is just incredible. So it's a very diverse show for an audience. It's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I mean, the people that are coming to my show, obviously, they'll be very much a Strictly audience. Otherwise, they're probably in the wrong place. But it's proper family variety, and I think that's why it's been so successful over the years, is the fact that everybody can watch and everybody can get something out of it, which is nice.
Hard work, a little luck, deciding which door to walk through when an opportunity presents itself, and creating opportunities one desires. The Brendan Cole Guide to Life, really. So four scenarios there.
Yeah, exactly. It's one that I often, you know, people say, you know, how did you get on the Strictly? Well, it is a bit of I suppose, being in the right place at the right time, but also you've got to be able to do the job that comes your way. And, you know, you can blag it so long, which is what quite a few people do, but you've got to be able to sustain that sort of that presence on the television. You've got to be able to teach. You've got to be able to speak. You've got to do all these things that that make you right for a situation. And mine was Strictly, and I put in all the years of hard work to make myself a good enough dancer and hopefully entertainer. And obviously, as the show's gone on, we've all learned. And it's if an opportunity presents itself, you either take it or you shut the door on it, and that can quite often define the next goodness knows how many years of your life. And for mine, you know, 13 series in, 12, 11 years later, I'm still going strong, and having a theatre tour that goes alongside it for the last 6 years is just phenomenal. Who would have thought?
sage words which prove that when the talent's actually there, you just have to work through that. But we have to ask you, you said about obviously the talking side of things there, and again, I think it's only a matter of time before we have the Brendan Cole chat show. I think we need that. Talent, nice, ability, like exactly. We'll work on it. We'll start the campaign now. The Sooty Show.
Now,
Sooty is a person who basically is not great for radio. I know, I've tried to interview him. Total dead air. Silence.
It's funny,
that. Yeah, so sweep occasionally gives you the Sue, you might get a few words from. But how was it working with the Sooty Meister himself? You know,
it was quite the experience. In fact, Sue is very flirtatious.
Yeah. So, she's only a puppet as well. It's very strange.
I know. She gives you these little looks and you go, wow, hello. Sue's flirting with me, which is really quite disconcerting given, you know, I used to watch it growing up. Yeah. But it was a lovely thing to do and very much a different thing. And I like to consider myself an entertainer rather than just a dancer. And part of what we get to do just being on the boxes, we get to do different things. And one of the things I did was Sooty and Sweep, and people still talk about it today. Yeah. It airs quite often on the telly, on the CBBC repeat or whatever it is, or ITV repeat, and it repeats. It is a lovely thing that people are interested in it, even though I was sort of mimicking my old mate Vincent Cimarroni's accent. So so many opportunities we get, and quite lucky people really sometimes.
Oh, well, that's Mary, any thoughts from yourself?
I want to know when the Knight to Remember is coming to Lincoln.
Tragically, it's not.
Oh,
I know. We've got Leicester, we've got Grantham, so it's in Lincolnshire. Grantham's
Mary actually can
there.
Get the bike.
I think
not
so.
Not far away.
No, exactly. But it is a fair point because obviously, you know, the city of Lincoln, you know, home of the Magna Carta 801 years ago, is missing out on a Night to Remember.
The reality is, we can't, because the show's a big show, we have a full-on stage, because all the musicians are on stage all at once, it takes up a lot of room. So many of the venues around the country, around the UK, are just physically not big enough to get the show in there, or the audience isn't big enough for us to actually, you know, make enough money, if you'll excuse me talking about money, like to actually put the show on, otherwise we'd run it a lot.
And Brendan, we have to say, you know, when I first came to Lincoln and I saw the Theatre Royal, I thought it was a phone box. you can't be serious. We love the people up there, but really, you know, it's Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, but maybe that might be a thought.
I'll just come up there for a solo performance one time.
Do you know, exactly. This is it. We work through that. Brendan, it's been sensational touching base with your good self. Are your parents fans of the show, Tessa, by the way?
They are, especially my nan and granddad. They watch it all of the time.
Will you say hello from me?
I was just going to say, Brendan, if Tessa gives you the feed, and Tessa, would you like to sort of say the names of your grandparents to Brendan? He might give you a little special shout out.
Carol and Malcolm.
You never know.
They're my nan.
Carol
and Malcolm.
Okay. Perfect. I'll give them a shout out and hopefully they'll be there not wanting to go to something else.
The whole thing through. That's the important thing. Brendan, it's been sensational touching you with a good soul. Thank you so much for actually joining us. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the production this evening?
Absolutely. Magical, different. I've never talked to so many people in one conversation. Thanks, guys. It's been fun. Thanks for letting me tell you about my show, because obviously we want people to come and see it. So
very much so. A plug once again. It's brendancole.com you can actually go to from that perspective. Obviously, Darlington's coming up very soon. You've got massive performances, a whole heap of other things. Tour dates are there. The website in itself is just super sensational. We love that. And the final question, Brendan, is can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again, maybe towards the end of the tour, so you can actually say, first of all, are you still alive? And secondly, because I think I would be dead after the second night on that sort of schedule. It's unbelievable. And secondly, keep us updated with all other magical things that you're doing. Will you return, Brendan?
Absolutely. Anytime you want. Thank you for having me.
A round of applause for Brendan Cole, please.
Bye. Bye.